It has been a truly awful day for the Bigley family of Liverpool, England. Gathered in the family home in the suburbs of that city, they have been waiting for news of Kenneth Bigley, the British engineer held hostage in Iraq. NPR's Anthony Kuhn joins us from London. And Anthony, in addition to the online video appeal from Mr. Bigley himself, there have been appeals from the Bigley family in England and also from local clergy as well, I gather.
Yes, that's right, Robert. Television crews have been filming these appeals. And in the appeals, one of the brothers of Kenneth Bigley was highly critical of the British government. They said that they did not approve of Bush or Blair's foreign policy, that they sympathized very much with Middle Easterners and Palestinians in particular, and they made this appeal for the captors to spare Mr. Bigley. And the Bishop of Liverpool, as well as the chairman of the Liverpool Mosque, issued a joint appeal in Arabic and English, mentioning that the Quran emphasizes mercy, and this is the time for the captors to show mercy to Mr. Bigley.
Talk to us more about Prime Minister Blair and this criticism and what the likely impact on his government and his leadership in political terms is of this particular hostage crisis.
Yes, Tony Blair has been a generally very popular prime minister. He's the longest-serving Labour prime minister in British history, but this year has marked a low point for him, particularly in April, and a lot of that has had to do with the Iraq issue. Now, this weekend, his Labour Party is going to be meeting in Brighton, and his own constituency, the Labour members of Parliament, are very angry about this issue. A lot of them are saying we should set a deadline for the pullout of troops, that we should even evacuate other British citizens from Iraq. And I think for the ordinary Briton, this is very much an issue of trust. They feel that the Prime Minister has not been honest with them on the need for involvement in Iraq. And so when the Bigley family says, Prime Minister Blair, you're the politician, you have the power to save our relative, I think it resonates very much with the average reader, especially when this news is on the front page as it is.
On the other hand, what can the British government actually do to help effect Mr. Bigley's release?
Well, Prime Minister Tony Blair did call the Bigley family yesterday. As the British media noted, Bigley was kidnapped on Thursday, and it took until yesterday for Blair to call. When he called, he said that the government was doing all it could, but at the same time that it couldn't do much. And the reason for that was that if they concede to any of the kidnappers' demands, it would become open season on foreigners in Baghdad. And that is a message that has gotten some play and some sympathy in the British press, with some headlines saying, "We just can't give in."
Thank you, Anthony.
My pleasure. Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn speaking to us from London.